What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. Okay, so, yeah, I know, been a while since the last episode. What else is new? So, originally, I'm just going to run y'all down what was initially the plans, and I'm going to tell y'all what actually happened. So, I planned last month to have co-hosts, to have, you know, the new logo getting made, to have all these things going, to have, you know, consistent episodes going, set recording days out, discuss topics with my co-host, and we can kind of map it out, make things easier and all that, put episodes out and all that. So I was like, okay, so it's March. I was like, I'll just take March and I'll start fresh April. Because my plan was, like, every weekday of April, I was planning on dropping a podcast episode. Whether it was gonna be me solo or with the co-host or with a co-host, it was gonna be one or the other. That was the plan. However, upon me attempt to do this, this is what happened. Let's go back two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I was driving. I was on the interstate, and there was this big hunk of metal on the interstate. I had two options. It was either I had to go left, hit the sidewall, tear my car up, possibly flip over. You never know what could happen. Or go right, still hit the piece of metal, possibly flip over, or hit a car, or hit the metal, flip the car, and hit another car. Neither one was a good option. So, only option I had was to just drive over. So, I heard cut my wheel a little bit. Excuse me. I tried to slow my speed down, cut my wheel a little bit. I went over it, tore my tire up and tore my rim up. Initially, tell you about that crazy part too. So both my tires were towed up, everything. Had to get my car towed to the crib. And then I could do about it at the time being. So I looked at it the next day. The next morning I looked at it actually. Cause it was raining and everything like that. So looked the next morning. The rim is literally bent and cracked up to where it's like somebody took a knife and just cut the metal. That's how it looked like. It was crazy. So that occurred. So I was like, all right, so I gotta get another rim. So ordered another rim. Rim came in. Went to go get the rim. The tire, ordered some tires too, because I had two new tires. My whole passenger front and rear were like over with. So took those things, got the tires, ordered the rim, got the rim. Went to go get that on, no problem. So then I took the other rim off, the front passenger rim. I took that one off, thinking that it was just the tires that was messed up on, right? So I go to the shop, they swap out the tires. They look, they say, hey, man, come see. So I look, the inside of the back wall of the rim, like the inside of the rim was like cracked. But it wasn't cracked to where like it was like over with. But it was like some fine cracks forming in it and everything like that. So I ended up getting that repaired and whatnot just for the time being because like I needed to get my car back up and running. So I got that repaired for the time being. I'm going to order another rim probably this week. I'm almost certain it's going to happen this week. Get that out the way so that way I can have, you know, a rim that's not partially repaired and everything. It's crazy. So, yeah, that occurred. I'm okay, thankfully. Thank God. And, yeah, that was a wild turn of events. So, with that happening, that kind of threw off this week in general. Because, like I said, the plan was to drop episodes like all like this week, but with me having to deal with like the car and all that kind of stuff and then work on top of that, it's like my I didn't have time to even record anything. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie to y'all. I really did not have the time to record a thing. Because like I said, on Tuesday I was supposed to drop an episode. But it was just a lot of stuff happened this week too. Monday was, I think I was tired Monday. I think Monday was really just, I was just tired. And home from work and went to sleep. And then Tuesday was when the rim came in. That's when the rim came in and the tires and everything. That's when all that came in. And I spent that whole morning trying to get all that situated. End up not even getting it all fixed that day anyway. Then Wednesday, carry over with that. And on top of that, I had to also get, I had to go to the doctor on Wednesday as well. So that was Wednesday. And then Thursday was, I had to wake up early because I had to take my best friend to work. She needed a ride to work that morning. So I ended up waking up super early that Thursday because, you know, I work evening. So I didn't get off until like one that day because some wild stuff was going on that day too. So I didn't get off until like one that morning. Was right back up at 7. I came home and was asleep. So it wasn't a recording, no putting the episode out, none of that going on. And then Friday, when I got out from work Thursday, Friday, I was just tired in general. So once I got home Friday, and like I said, I wasn't going to do anything Friday with an episode anyway. But come Friday, like by the time I got off and everything, I was just tired. So like I slept, like yesterday, I slept all day. I slept all day yesterday. I'm saying yesterday because this is being recorded on Sunday, but Saturday I slept all day. Sunday, I did some cleaning, nothing like that, and just kind of chilled for the week and did some behind the scenes things for the pod and for streaming. Cause I'm trying to get back into streaming as well, so it's some behind the scenes stuff for that and whatnot. But yeah, like I said, I had so many plans for April. I wanted to get the new logo, all these kind of things, but with me having to dump so much money into my car, I was like, financially, I need to be responsible and not really put any money into anything right now because I don't know what's going on right now. So I'm just going to wait until things get back normal. Then also, this month is also the Kendrick Lamar concert in Houston on the 23rd. So I'll be in attendance for that too. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to just wait. Like, is it selfish for me to put, you know, me having more fun and enjoying me seeing one of my favorite artists of all time in concert over me getting the podcast a little tidied up? Yes, it is, extremely. However, it is what it is. We're here. And I'm not missing out the opportunity, so I'm going to make sure I have a grand old time. So, no pun intended. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that happened and everything. And, yeah, so the goal now, instead of us doing a podcast every day of the week for the month of April, surprise, that's going to be the big surprise. We're going to instead aim for 15 episodes this month. My goal this month is to drop 15 episodes if we just be talking. Whether that's about sports, or whether that's about life, or whether that's just about just some random thing going on. Like, friends, we got so much going on in the world now. Friends, look, we had these tariffs then got activated, and we're in the middle of a trade war. The stock market looked like ass. Gas is dropping, oil is dropping in price per gallon, all kind of things like that. And it's not looking too high right now. But this is what I was told. Okay, everyone said, you know, I'm going to vote for the orange guy, and then he's gonna fix the economy in a month. He's gonna have more money in my pocket than I ever had before. And lo and behold, things are progressively, and I mean progressively, getting worse. But that's neither here nor there. This is not a political podcast, so we're not to be discussing that. Y'all can go to the Stephen A. Smith Show or things of that nature if y'all want to, or CNN or Fox News if y'all want to indulge in those kind of, you know, talks and that thing. But we're not doing that here. So, I have to say, miss you guys a ton, as always. And there's so many topics I want to cover. But I want to talk about the Nokia video. For those of you who don't know, Nokia is a song that Drake released for Valentine's Day, actually. Him and Party Next Door had a collab album, Sexy Songs For You. I think it was called something like that, Super Sexy Songs For You. Something like that. I think it was Super Sexy Songs For You. It was something along those lines, but it was like a Valentine's Day album, like, or like kind of like more R&B catered audience and whatnot. Like, it was cool. I liked the person. I thought it was cool. It was mostly singing Drake with the rap, but I liked it, though. I thought it was cool. I thought it was, like, a blend of, like, all the different versions of Drake. Party Next Door could have been left off of it. I feel like that was kind of wrong how he did Party. He should have just cut Party off of it, just made it a Drake album. It would have been, it was fine that way. He didn't really need Party. Poor guy. But he had a song in there called Nokia. It's one of the more popular songs in there besides Give Me a Hug. It's Give Me a Hug. It's a very popular song off of there, Nokia. It's another song I've been seeing people recently like playing a lot. I think it's called Raining in Houston. I forget the names of the songs on the album. It's a very long album. I can't remember all the names of it. I think it's like Raining in Houston or something like that. But people enjoyed that song as well. And there's two more, too. Like, I've been seeing a couple people. I've been seeing Give Me a Hug, Nokia, the Houston song, and two others. Like, I've been seeing them a lot, like, on socials and whatnot like that. But, you know, like I said, I thought it was a pretty solid album. It's a pretty solid album. I liked it. And on the Nokia song, he released the video for it. And the video is very reminiscent of Kendrick's halftime show. And I thought it was funny because it's kind of like little subtle jabs and everything, like behind the video. Because, like, he had like the girls in the video was dressed kind of like the angels were, and also just the regular dancers in the doing Kendrick performance. They were dressed very similar clothing. Drake also Drake also mimicked Kendrick's recent fashion choices when it comes to like the Letterman jackets and all those kind of things. Like, he was dressed very similar in a lot of ways. It was a lot of similar. Like, it was funny to me. I was like, this is funny. It's a funny way of like sneak dissing in a way. Like, it's very funny how he did it. And I thought it was cool. I thought it was pretty clever how he did it. And people was taking it like as an this and that. But I'm like, nah, I think it's actually like it's more funny how he did it. Like, I thought it was funny. Like, he even had, like, the dance he did in the videos, even, like, similar to Kendrick recent dances he been doing, like, he did on the Squabble Up video. Like, it's very, the similarities are funny. It's really funny. And also, he had, like, the random NBA player make a cameo in it, because, like, in Not Like Us video, Kendrick had DeMar DeRozan in his video, and Drake had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA. He had him in the video for Nokia, just randomly appearing. Shai had literally no reason to be in the video. He was just a pop-up in there. That's why I thought it also was funny. Like, it's just the similarities to it. Like, you could tell it was done intentionally on purpose. Like, you could tell it was intentional. So I thought it was cool. But, you know, I want to talk about that in great detail. I might hold off on that. And also just get like just an update on how things been going with that side of like music and whatnot, because it's been still interesting. It's on a silent period now, but it's still interesting with how things going. I never talked about Kendrick's halftime show. Never got to discuss that. Still will, but you know, just haven't gotten to that yet. But I say that to say what today's episode will be about, which involves consistency. Consistency is the big word that I've been hearing a lot in my life lately, and I feel like I've been lacking in my life lately, so therefore, this is what we're going to discuss today. So, let's go with how basically you can start off with. You know how we used to do these word episodes, because we had fear, failure, we had all kind of things. So we're going to say consistency. We're going to go with that. So, definition. Conformity. In the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. Or it can also be the way in which a substance, typically a liquid, holds together, thickness, or... Yeah.
That's right. Consistent. Yeah, because why did I read the one? I have to stop myself. I'm like, hold on.
Consistency. That's something we all strive to be in life, consistent. I feel like you should strive for every
aspect in every part of your life to be consistent. Like, from, you know, your diet to your daily routine to how you perform at work, how you perform amongst family and friends. Excuse me, how you perform amongst family and friends, how you treat them, how you interact with them. Like, I feel like everything in your life should be consistent. Like, is that easy to do? Not in all cases, but it should be something that I feel like we should all strive for. So, the reason I brought this up is because what this topic fell in my mind was because I was in a session with my therapist, and we were closing the session out, and she was like, you know, I know what part of the problem is. And I was like, and then she's like you're not consistent. And when she said it, I understood where she was coming from. And it's also something that I'm aware of myself as far as like me being consistent with things like ventures, like endeavors that I go out for my life, upon my life, like playing the podcast or like career stuff. Like, yeah, like being consistent. Like, I'm consistent in things in my mind. It's weird how I am, because it's like things in my mind that I know that I have to get done. I have no choice but to do. I'm consistent in those manners. Like, when it comes to work, I'm consistent with work. I'm gonna come and work on the time I come in, do my job the same way every day, because it's always a routine. So I'm going to do, it's consistent with it. I want to make sure I'm on time. I do these kind of things because I need a job, because I need money to support life. Like, that's why I'm consistent when it comes to that. Like, as far as, like, acquired to my work, it's going to be the same for the most part. Like, it's going to be at, never below, but at or slightly above, or slightly above average, like, work. Most of the time, above average work. I'm not even going to lie to you. So, it's like, I'm, like, consistent in what I do. Like, I always make sure, like, when it comes to work, I always make sure that I do everything, like, to the same standard, the same quality every time I do it when it comes to like work. But when it comes to like mental health and everything like that, like, I lack consistency there. I lack consistency in my friendships as well. Not all of them, but some of them I do. And I know this is the case. And I've told friends over the past about two years. Like, I've been making an effort to make sure I try to interact and at least like check in or reach out or do something. Like, yeah, I get life be life, and we all say that, and everything. That's our favorite excuse for everything, life be life. And but, you know, it's two seconds to send a text saying like, hey, how you doing? Or like, hey, just thought about you, bro. Like, what's going on? I'm just checking in on you. Like, it's 2 seconds to do that. And I'm like, I get we say the whole life be life and thing and all that, but it don't take long to just check in on somebody, see how they doing. Now, whether or not they respond, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like as far as in life, as far as you're doing what you're supposed to do, as far as like you, if you're not what doing you're supposed to do, but as long as you're giving the effort and the time, or at least the courtesy to others as you will want to be graced upon you, I feel like you'll be able to, you won't have any regret with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you won't have any regret. Like, a lot of times people, like, especially when people pass, you look and say, like, man, I should have reached out to him, or I should have hung out with him more, or I should have saw him more and all that. So just do it now. That way you won't have in the back of your mind, you're going to have like that, you won't have that what if factor going on. Like, once things go south, or you don't get to see the person, this and that and the third, like, you know, like things like that. So I've been making an effort to reach out to my friends and like just people that I've known in life. And then also is another thing about having discernment between like who's actually a friend and who are just people that you've just known a long time, so they're around, so you just feel like, okay, I've known you a long time, so you're there. It's more for a longevity type thing. When sometimes it's okay just to accept that you and that person might have grown apart, or you guys just aren't on the same wavelength anymore. And I've gotten to that point, too, in a lot of relationships in my life. Like I say all the time, I have no beef with anybody. I really don't. I don't have any hatred towards anyone. Like, no ill feelings, none of that. Like, no negative emotions towards others. Like, I really don't have any of those, like, feelings or thoughts on my heart or my mind. It's just some people, I just realize you got to just leave
where they at. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just like they could be doing great and everything, but as far as like the person and the morals and how they do things and this, that, and the third, it might not align with who you are as a person, because like we humans, we constantly grown. Like what I thought and how I moved 10 years ago is not how I am or think or move today. Like as part of growing up, like if you still think the same as you did 10 years ago, you do today, then, and nothing changed at all, then either you are a perfect saint of this world, you're stubborn, you're stuck in your ways, or you just delusional and think you just, you know, you just perfection personified. Like this, that's it. Like I feel like part of growing is also adapting your way of thinking or your mindset of how you approach certain things, you know? Like 10 years ago, I wouldn't be at a point where I would go on a date and, well, not even go on a date. I would meet a woman and I wouldn't try to like give her the world off rip or like, you know, do things like be a people pleaser, do things to like appease her and this and that. Like, that's how I used to go about like when I used to date. Cause it's stuff from like past trauma stuff that I have going on too. Also, cause like growing up, I was always told like, you know, like, oh, you know, like, oh, you're fat, or, you know, or you're ugly, or, you know, we don't like you cool people, but we don't want to hang around you when we out and about, cause we want you to scare the girls away. We trying to go with our move on something, but you know, we don't want you to be scaring away. Like I was told these things and I was treated this way. Most of my high school life, I was. And then I got older, started making different friends, new friends and everything like that. And got things got more normal. Anything like I would hang out with them normally and wouldn't be no issue. And then like I was just start to talk to people, like man, even people like from like high school I was just talked to, and then they'll be like, man, you really cool and this and that, and then like we'll just like, you know, we'll be cool, like we'll just get good like that, like we'll be fine. Because a lot of it's crazy, because like a lot of friends I have now I went to school with in high school, but I wasn't as close to them now as I was then. And we was in school together for 4 years. Now we're grown adults and we barely see each other, and I'm close to something now. It's crazy how life works, but that's really, really how things go a lot of times. It's crazy. And it's just as far as like that, as far as those things goes, like I want, cause I'm a firm believer in like you have to mind the company you keep. You do, because not only is that oftentimes looked at as a reflection upon you, whether we want to accept it or not, who you hang around is who people going to view you as. Birds of a feather flock together. That's just how it go. That's that saying is going to forever hold true. Because if you hang around people that's doing that kind of thing, they're going to think that you're doing that too, until they get to know you on an individual basis, and then they realize, wait a minute, you're not like that. Why are you hanging out with them again? Why do you be around this, this, and that? Like, it's just how things go. So, that's also a thing I like too, like consistency in my friendships. I do, because I try my best to reach out and like at least to keep in touch and talk out, but I go time and time without reaching out or forgetting or just forgetting to. But I have over the past year and some change, whenever a friend or someone crosses my mind and I haven't really talked to them that much, instead of me just like saying, oh, well, I'll talk to him later, I immediately pick my phone up and I'll either text him a prayer or I'll just check in and be like, hey, how you doing? What's up? How you been doing? Like just one or the other. Instead of me waiting, I just pick up the phone and do it immediately. I'm like, cross my mind is for a reason. So I'm like, let me just reach out now. That way I won't wait. Because I have had a situation before where I said I was going to reach out to someone or I was going to contact them. And this is when I was younger. And then they passed away. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to anyone that I know right now, like anytime soon, but it's just like, I don't want to take the chance, because you never know when your last day going to be here. You never know.
So I try to maintain some consistency in my friendships in some way, shape, or form. As far as routine, I struggle with the routine outside of work. I struggle with routine. The podcast is a prime example. When I first was doing the podcast with B, we were very consistent. We would do an episode a week. It was a great time. It was fun. When I started doing it on my own and solo, it got harder to do. And the reason it got harder to do because, like, the whole reason I started the podcast originally was because I remember talking about it. I remember we talked about this. We were talking about how, like, you know, we want to do a podcast. And I remember when I first met B, he was like, yeah, I kind of want to do, like, a podcast. Like, I want to, like, start that, like, with, like, a barbershop thing, this and that. And a podcast I've not wanted to do since I was in high school. Like, originally I wanted to do, like, sports casting, like I did. Like, that was my thing. Because, like, in high school, they used to call me Statman. Statman, they used to call me Statman all the time in high school. Because, like, when it came down to, like, facts and stats about who scored this amount, who leading the league in this, what the standards looking like, who got traded, this and that. As far as sports go, everyone would ask me because I'll kind of, that was my thing. Like, I would know, like, the numbers and everything like that. Like, I would always, like, be on ESPN or Basketball Reference. Now, I think now the kids use, like, StatMuse. That's a new thing. Now, StatMuse came out a couple years ago. StatMuse is a new thing. But back in my day, it's the old folks say, we used Basketball Reference. That was, like, the end-all, be-all for basketball thing. So, like, things like that. Like, I used to want to do, like, sportscasts and all that. So, when B mentioned to me about wanting to do a, about him wanting to do a podcast, I said, oh, well, that's perfect. And I said, well, then when I decided to do a podcast, when I quit working at Best Buy the first go-around, I was like, well, this is perfect. I said, well, I could do a podcast. I said, I'm going to do a podcast. I'm going to start it up. And then, because we had did a couple other ones, too. Like, we had did, like, two other ones. One was called Red Line. It was us and a couple of Best Buy coworkers who actually became good friends of mine. Started that. That was the first one. That was the first time I did, like, a podcast. And then, I think it was Red Line Podcast, I think it was called. Was it another name first? I'll have to go look and see at some point. But it was this the first podcast. I forgot the name of it, though. But, yeah, it might have been Red Line. So, we had that. And then, let me think. And then, so me and B was on that one with a couple of the coworkers. They actually have been on the podcast many years ago. At this point, because this podcast has been going on for about 5 years now, y'all, which is crazy to think about, but it's going on 6 years. But we had Zig. Zig's been on the podcast a couple of times. We had him. Need to have Zig on here again soon. We get some time. Zig was on it. Another coworker's name was Josh. Go by Ed, though. What's his nickname? And then we had 8-Bit was on there as well, and B, of course. So we had that. And then when I started up this podcast, we didn't have a name at first. It was just a podcast. If y'all go back and listen to the first, like, 3 or 4 episodes, there was no name for the podcast. We was just, like, just going. We had no name, no anything. And that's when we came with We Just Be Talking. I was like, man, let's call it We Just Be Talking, because at the end of the day, we really just talking. Like, we're really just talking. We're just having a conversation. That's it. Like, it was no real, like, written out script or no real written out notes. Nothing crazy like that. It was just literally just us talking. So we had that gone. And what else? I'm trying to think. Yeah, we had that gone. And it was kind of like a thing. It was like, for me originally, it was more like it was killing two birds with one stone. Like, I got to check in with B, see how he was doing, chat with him. And also, I got to accomplish a goal. Because I used to have this wall in my room, and I have a bunch of sticky notes on it. And I had, like, every sticky note had a different goal I was supposed to get done. I had a bunch of them. And one of them was about, like, starting a podcast up and everything like that. So when I got there, it was also like a thing of knocking off a goal. And we were really consistent with it at first. It was us doing it every week. We was recording every week, dropping episodes. It was real good. We had a couple weeks where we kind of had to skip around. But for the most part, it was cool. We was solid. We was consistent. Then when B no longer wanted to be taking the podcast, and I had to do it on my own, it got harder because it's harder to, like, I'm not like a Stephen A. or a Skelp or a Dreamers Pro. I'm just naming, like, random guys I know that do podcast solo, or a Marcellus Wiley, like, just for my space, like, my, like, what my realm of what I listen to, like, podcast-wise, or, like, YouTube videos, whatnot, like, shows, like, the solo ones I know. Like, I'm not that kind of, I don't want to be, and I'm not really that kind of, like, person. Like, I'd rather have a conversation. Like, yeah, I could sit here and talk to this microphone for 30 minutes to an hour. Yes, cool. However, also, it's just a thing where it's like, it gets to the point too where I'd much rather have a conversation than just do a solo. And it gets very tough because a lot of times, also, we're having a cohort like consistent, it was easier to do topics because I didn't have to think of everything like nonstop. Because even like them guys like them, like the Skips and all that, Skip probably do it on his own, and Marcellus probably does as well for the most part. But Stephen A, he has a team. The team gives him the topic and ideas, and he just prep. I know how he go. I don't care how you try to frame it, how you try to spin it. We all know that's what he really doing. So I don't have that. And like when I had a co-host, it was more like it was a collaborative effort. So it's like I was able to stay consistent because it wasn't all on me. So when it got to where it's all on me, that's when the consistency started to be a problem, because it got to the point where, like, I would be just exhausted from the day to day, and I had no one really, well, I have no one really to, like, ask, like, hey, so what you think we talk about today? Like, you pick a topic. Like, you pick a topic, run me down what it is, I'll do my research, and I'll be ready for it when we do it then. Like, you know, like, yeah, I was, like, the curator of everything, and I, like, kind of did, like, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, but it was nice to have, like, input, because it was like, and they was a team. It was a team thing. So it's like, I looked at it as a team effort. So like, anybody input that get brought in, I appreciate it, because like, okay, that's one less thing I got to worry about. Did I have pushback with some of the stuff? Yes, of course. That's just who I am as a person. Like, that's just me. But at the end of the day, it was just easier to manage because I had help, you know. But like, with this, it's really not any help. And then I'll post about, like, that's why I post about, name some topics y'all would like for me to talk about. The last time I did it, I got some good ones, and I ran through the list. I still have some that I didn't get to, so that's going to probably make up these 15 episodes you're doing in April. But, like, it's just me maintaining the consistency with doing the podcast has been a challenge, because mentally, I haven't been the best as well over the past, well, really, year and a half. I haven't been the best mentally, so I try to power through and get things done. And I get to the point where I just don't feel like doing anything. And that happened a couple of times with the podcast as well.
Yeah, so, like, you know, one step towards building back into my routine and doing things that I enjoy doing is the podcast. I want to get back to doing it consistently, and I want to get it to where it's like, back to what it was, where I had fun with it. That's not to say I don't enjoy the podcast still. It's just, I need consistent co-hosts, for one. That's one thing I'm missing. I'm missing a consistent co-host. It's just cause, like, everyone is busy. It's like, we're at a point in life now where it's like a lot going on, and like, we're all busy. So it's just like, finding a consistent co-host is a challenge. It's a big challenge. Cause like, just life stuff happens. Like, between work, personal things, like, this stuff be going on. Like, life be life, and y'all know the favorite quote, life be life. But yeah, it's I'm working towards getting things back. And I definitely want to get out, I want to try to get these 15 episodes out this month. I definitely do. I feel like that's a good goal to set for myself. I think it's obtainable too. It's just a matter of actually like sitting down and like plotting episodes out and whatnot. But I think I can get it done. I know I can get it done. I just got to do it. But I say all that just to, you know, let you guys know about like consistency and how I struggle with it a lot of times. And it's also not even just because of just like just doing things. It's also just like past things in my life I've had issues with, like focusing on one task at a time. I've never been able to really do that. I never really have. I've always gotten pulled every which way. It's always, oh, well, you know, can you do this for me? Can you do that? I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Come check this out for me. That's been basically the story of my life. It has been. And I realized that has also led me into a mindset where I can't stay focused on one task for too long because there's always something else that I need to do. So I always have like a bunch of things going on at one time. And I like overbook my personal schedule and things like that. Because there's so many different venues and different ventures I want to partake in or go on. And I got to fix that. I know I do. I got to fix that. And yeah, that's part of the issue as well. It's a lot of things. A lot of things go into it. But, you know, that's what I pay the money for to go on these Zoom calls every week. that's what I pay the money for. But yeah, I say all that to basically say, like, you know, as far as like consistency and all that kind of stuff, it's good to build a routine of some shape or form that helps you get things like accomplishing many goals that gives you like that mental boost. I forgot what it's actually called. But like completing like small tasks that keeps you motivated and keeps you going. That helps build the consistency as well. If you just knock out the small goals piece by piece and one by one, that'll help build and snowball into something bigger, you know. So that's my plan. I plan on trying to get these small wins out the way and, you know, snowball them into, you know, a bigger end goal at the end of the day. So with that being said, I'm going to stop this episode right here. I apologize if it kind of jumps around a little bit, has some technical difficulties and whatnot. And also, just a spoiler, I started recording this days ago, like about 2 days ago. However, stuff happened and I kind of had to like leave it alone. I also couldn't even get the first part of this. Like, this is two recordings right now, because I couldn't even get, like, the other half of the recording, like, to be audible, to be honest. I had to, like, make some magic work, but I was able to recover it, so I was like, well, let me continue on what I had, because I was 30 minutes in for all that happened. I was 30 minutes in, so I'm not about to redo 30 minutes of me yapping. Like, I know y'all get tired of hearing me talking already, so I'm not about to head on to another 30 minutes of me just talking. So, just want to give you guys the heads up if it sounds a little weird or whatnot. I apologize. I'm still going to work on getting the logo revamp and all that kind of stuff. Getting all that done. It's just, you know, random things occur. You can't really plan for that kind of stuff. It's just emergency expenses and all that kind of stuff. Unexpected things happen. So, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to still get that done. It's just a little delayed, but it's going to come into fruition, I promise. So, with that being said, I bid you all adieu. Be sure to take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you all next time. Peace out.